it's time to play an exciting quiz.
University
contest.
Asking the questions.
Chris Moyles.
Right then, all right.
So, for legal reasons, we have to change the name. Right, so this is what we're going to do. It breaks down the barriers of quiz show formats. In the spirit of one love and one music, we build a radio bridge between the Chris Moyles show and the Colin and Edith experience, in tandem, in unity, in a university. Heat one of our contestants takes place today. Heat two takes place tomorrow in the morning with Colin and Edith. And then the winners of the two heats battle it out in the grand final with Colin and Edith tomorrow. Today, though, we're just concerned with heat one. We have two teams and two team captains. Captain of Team A is Mr. Colin Murray.
Well, hello.
And who's on your team, Colin?
Well, let me tell you, Chris, I'm Philippa, who's a psychologist who just finished. How are you doing, Philippa? Feeling confident?
Feeling very confident, Colin. I'm telling you, we're going to win. I've seen the opposition, and it's not pretty.
She said it.
Is she called Philippa Fish?
No, she does a psycho... What?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Fine. And on my right, I've got Siobhan, who's just finished doing English and sociology. Clever girl.
Yes, I am indeed.
But Chris tells me from your recent appearance on his show that you are a bit easy.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I like to think I have high standards. Thank you very much.
Just happens to be a lot of high standard men around here then.
No, I am very much in love with my boyfriend.
Officially.
Whose name changes by the hour, so I'm told. So thank you very much, Colin. And the captain of Team B is a gorgeous Miss Edith Bowman.
Thank you very much. I have two lovely young men joining me on my left.
Where?
Here.
Okay.
Open your eyes.
Well, I'm looking.
Phil and Ryan, who are both studying their A-levels, they start their exams next week. But we're not talking about that. No, Phil, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Are you any good on music and general knowledge?
Well, we'll find out.
Let's hope so. Ryan, what about you?
Well, we're better than them anyway, aren't we?
How many pints have you had so far?
None.
Good man! He lied!
So there you go, they are the teams. Team A with Colin Murray and Team B with the very lovely Miss Edith Bowman. Right, so in a few minutes' time, I'll be asking you a series of general knowledge questions. When you think you know the answer, you're buzzing, and the answer must be delivered through the team... Not now, you silly cow, right?
Calm down.
Your answer must be... The answer must be delivered through the team captains, Colin or Edith. There's 1 point enough for each question you're allowed to come through if you wish. There are 2 minutes on the clock, and the team with the most points at the end wins. We're in a university, it's a quiz-type challenge, so for reasons of copyright, it's university contest! Do you all understand the rules?
Yes.
Do you care in the slightest?
No.
Excellent. Yes. We'll play next.
You know I like it when your body goes bump, bump, bump.
That's the brilliant B2K PDD record, and we were really bumping to that and grinding our hot leads bodies. Thank you. Bump, bump, bump. Right then. Should we get on with it, Dave?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our top-rated quiz. Contest.
Asking the question.
Chris Moyles. Thank you very much. Hey! Hey! Chris Moyles! Hey! All right, so I've just introduced you to the two teams. Team A is Colin Murray with Siobhan and Philippa. And Team B is Ryan and Phil, and team captain is Edith Bowman. So I'm going to play 2 minutes worth of music, quiz-type music. It's a bit crap, but I don't know where I found it. But and then we're going to ask questions. Now, you need to buzz in when you know the answer. So Team A, let's hear your buzzer. That's the sound of Will opening his wallet. And Team B with Edith, let's hear your buzzer.
That was Edith's boob.
Really? Let's hear it again. Can
that's
I test
other
it?
One.
No, okay, right. So, get ready to play University Contest! And it's a special version from Leeds! Now, of course, the winner of this will be going home empty-handed. But don't worry. Because fame and fortune awaits. On University Contest. Live on Radio 1. With Colin. And Edith. And I'm your host, Chris Moyles. So we'll play in a minute after these commercials. Only joking, it's BBC, isn't it? Right, are you both ready?
Yeah. Yes.
As many questions we can get through in 2 minutes. Big breath. And you can't tell by looking at Edith. Right, so.
Hey.
It's a bloody great gag, it'll come to you later on tonight. Let's play. In which British city would you find Leeds Metropolitan University? I'd say Colin's team, teammate.
Leeds.
Leeds is the right answer. What's the square root of 49?
7.
Colin again, 7 is right.
7.
Which Manchester United star has been in all the papers this week? Team A, Colin?
Beckham.
Is the wrong answer. Team B, he has yellow hair and he's plays
for Giggs.
Ryan Giggs is right. Yay! What's the capital of Finland? Team B, Edith.
Oh no, it's wrong.
You got it wrong, Team A?
Helsinki.
Helsinki is the right answer. Leeds Rhinos are famous for playing which...
Rugby League.
Rugby League is right. How many legs does a spider have? Yeah, Team B, Edith. No, I'm sorry, I'm going to deduct a point for you being a gob.
Don't be stupid.
I'm sorry, yes, Edith?
8.
2 points because she has lovely knockers. Right.
Cheat.
In which British city would you find Edinburgh Castle? Team B, Edith.
Cheat.
Scotland.
In which British city is the wrong
pass
answer?
Pass it over! Pass
yes.
it over! Edinburgh!
Team Edinburgh is right. A point taken away from Edith for being stupid.
Yeah!
And an extra point to Colin because he's got lovely hair. What's the chemical equation for table salt? Yes, Team A.
NaCl.
That'll do.
Yes. She is good.
Vic Reeves and the actor John Sim were both born in which city? I'll give you a clue. We're here. Yes, Team A.
I think it's Leeds.
Here's the right answer. Who became Britain's most expensive teenager when he moved to Leeds from Charlton Athletic?
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney is the wrong answer.
It was us.
Whoa.
It was us.
Calm down there, Gareth Gates. Yes, Team A.
It was up, man, Alan Smith.
Lee Bowyer, did you say?
Yeah.
Here's the right answer. Next, true or false, a halibut is a type of dog.
Well,
we're out of time,
yeah,
sadly.
Baby.
We're out of time. And I'm going to deduct all of Team B's points because of Gareth Gates and his potty mouth, of which I apologise. So it means there is one winner, but do you know who it is? Well done to Siobhan and Philippa, and the prize is you get to streak through the entire whole of Leeds right now. Come on, let's go. Yes. No. All right. Suit yourselves. So that was University Contest. Thank you very much. Commiserations to Team B, but what can I tell you? You're just thick. Right then. Dave's tedious link is late, but we'll do it in a minute. After Alan Smith, the Leeds United God, has been bugging me, saying, Chris, can you play me a record? It's his favourite record, and so we're going to play it now for the lovely Alan, who's in the corner. You know what it is, don't you? What is it?
Gay Bar!
Gay Bar!